Hello there. You seem lost. You're not from these lands, are you? I can tell by your skin. You're lost? Yes, of course I'll help you, but I need to show you something first. Now please, be calm, human. I mean you no harm. No, don't run. Oh, that looked like it hurt. Don't worry. I've got you, human.
Really? A male? A human male? He's in there?
Yes, but remember, I've got to see him. Move.
No. Remember, the law. He is not a prisoner.
Did he come willingly?
Well, no. He tried to run.
Well then, he's a prisoner. At least he will think so.
But he's not to be forced into anything. He is a guest. My guest.
Well then, show him your hospitality.
Oh, you're awake. That's good. No. Shh. You're okay. I know what I look like. To you. But you need not fear me. Perhaps you would indulge me for a moment. I can prove it's true. Your clothes. They're being washed in the river. You were a mess when I brought you here. I bandaged your head as well. You took off in such a hurry. That branch reached out and got you. No, I don't think it's funny you were hurt. But it did save me the hassle of tracking you. It's hard to believe, but you are indeed safe. The safest you've been in quite a while from the looks of you. Oh, you heard us talking. Yes, there are many of us in this village. Eat you? I'm sorry. To you, it's not funny, but to me, you think you've been brought to a village of all female Lemia and your purpose is to be eaten? What? We carve you up around a fire and share you? That's rather barbaric. Wasteful. No, sweet human, my intention involves no such grim fate. Now come, lay on my bed so I can coil you, make things a bit more clear. Yes, coil you. I'll explain things while my tail wraps around you. How much? Well, all of you. I'm pretty sure I have enough length to do so. You're a muscular one. But it should be enough. I see how wide your eyes are. I can smell your fear, but really, what is there to fear about me? If I meant harm, wouldn't I have done it when you were prone on the jungle floor? Besides, you do not understand the luxury I'm offering you. In the Mia culture, we... Yes, that is what I am. A Lemia. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Yara. What is yours? Interesting name. You are indeed not of these parts. Please, come lay. I promise this will not be as you envision. This is the purest form of affection among Lemia. To give oneself to being completely vulnerable and helpless. But in the process, I'll make sure your body is cradled, held in a way you have never felt before. A hug like no human could give you. Plus, I imagine you're still hot from walking during the height of the day. My serpent half is cool. inviting. Please, Lei, trust me. No, I don't want to force you into my embrace. But it would be beneficial to both of us if you simply trusted me. Come willingly? Again, I did save you, brought you to my home. You're worried about how large my tail is? Worried I might crush you? Again, fair enough, human. I have plenty of experience handling the human frame, considering I am, well, half human. Let's make a compromise. I'll start, and if you honestly feel uncomfortable, I'll stop. That's fair enough, isn't it? Why do I want to wrap myself around you? In time, human, it'll become clear. Now please lay back. I'll go slow. Slow is better for both of us. There. Yes, I know. It's a little cool to begin with. Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Just relax, human. Have you ever handled a serpent before? Well, we Lamia are built a little different than the average snake. Our bodies, while fully capable of acting like a full-on constrictor, actually are wired for comfort, support. Almost seduction, in a sense. I'm softer than you thought. Why, thank you. There is a correlation here, my darling human. There we go. Around your lower half. Over your knees, right? See? Slow, gentle. My body grows around you as I twist. I do love my tail. But your legs are so fascinating. So strong. Captivating to watch you travel using them as opposed to how I move. Oh, a bit ticklish here. I'll wrap a bit more forcefully. But not too much, of course. Yes, I imagine watching me move is equally as alien, isn't it? But it's the only way of travel I've ever known. Besides, isn't there a beauty to it? I mean, just look. Serpents are some of the most naturally graceful creatures. And then there are Lamia. Stop. Why? Yes, I realize you're naked. So am I. There's no shame or embarrassment to be had. Besides. No creatures of the jungle feel the need to wear any additional skins. But if you feel the need to break such protocol, please use me as a substitute, human. You're so warm. Firm. Wonderful. Sorry. Got a bit carried away. But as I was saying, serpents have such regal, sultry movements to them, don't they? Now combine that with the strength of my tail and rational mind of human. Just imagine the possibilities. Do me a favor, human. Place your arms at your sides for me. Please. As I've said before, I won't force it upon you. It just makes things so much more enjoyable for both of us. Thank you. My, you are such a perfectly built human. My tail fits so nicely around you. It feels so good. What? Why? Why do I enjoy it so much? it's rather simple. My tail is nothing but scales and muscles, much like a lot of your body. I can feel some imperfection in your legs, your forearms, and lower back as I go upward. It's nice to get them rubbed out from time to time, isn't it? Now imagine feet upon feet of that. Elamia needs something hard and strong to knead out those spots. And this is where you're coming in. Coming in so nicely. Precisely. Simply by allowing me to coil you. Oh, you are letting me massage myself. I am quite grateful for that. Your bravery allowing this to happen. Ah, but fear not. I promise to return the favor. Tenfold, human. Relax. Wait. What was that? Did you just moan? No. No, don't lie. You moaned. Look at you. All it took was for you to get chest deep in the bindings of this snake woman, and you couldn't help yourself. Aw, why so embarrassed? This is the whole point. I want to comfort you. I want to pleasure you with my touch. I'm very versed in these things. So please, don't hide what you're feeling. Hey, look at me. You are enjoying this, aren't you? I can feel that you are, sinking deeper into my grip. Oh my, there's almost nothing left of you. Your body is hiding in the most perfect place in the jungle. Malamia's coils. Now we can begin with why you're here. Oh, you yawned. Oh my, how could I be so selfish? You must be so exhausted. Everything else can wait. You need sleep. Your body needs to recover. But I want to sample just a bit of you first. Just a taste. And just a pinch. Oh, sorry. I got a little carried away. Did I bite you? Yes, I did. It's just something to further relax you, help you get the sleep you need. Yes, it's venom, but not dangerous to you. Just a little aid to slumber. Along with this. Don't fight it. Remember how safe you are. How beautifully nestled into my embrace. Like it was made for you. Like every loop is making love to your body. Urging you. Begging you to simply sleep. Here. Rest your head on me. Now, I never did explain the real reason you're here. Well, when you awake, come find me in the jungle. Things will be crystal clear there. But for now, sleep. Sleep.